بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن ابي عبد الرحمن عوف بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على جنازة فحفظت من دعائه وهو يقول ابو عبد الرحمن عوف بن مالك الشعري رضي الله عنه mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم led a janaza salah. In that he said, I learnt from the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited in that janaza salah. Up to this point, yesterday we reached this hadith, very comprehensive, beautiful dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited in this janaza salah. Like I mentioned, we should take the trouble of trying to learn the dua, learn it with its meaning. It's not only for janaza salah, visit the graveyard, or even in our daily du'as that we read, whether at the time of tahajjud or after our farz salah, etc., we can make niyat of those who have passed away and make du'a for them in this manner. Allahumma ghfir lahu. O Allah, forgive this person, so and so. In other words, whoever's janaza salah it was, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first dua for maghfirat. Allahumma ighfir lahu warhamhu. Allah forgive him, have mercy upon him. Wa'afihi wa'fu anhu. Now we find that these are two terms that are found in Arabic. As I mentioned many times before, there are certain terminology that in Arabic it's very, very difficult to do an exact translation in English. Afiyat and wa'afu anhu, forgiveness. These are terms which are very similar in meaning. But generally, ulama give the connotation to afiyat, in other words, protection from azab. O Allah, save him from the azab, from the chastisement, from the punishment. Afiyat also, for a living person, can mean salamatun min al asqam wal balaya. That, O Allah, Ya Allah, grant me afiyat. Salullah al afiya. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask Allah for afiyat. In other words, protection from sickness, protection from tests, trials, tribulations, and af, forgiveness. In other words, one is forgiveness. The other is mahwud dhunub, for the person's sins to be wiped away. So coming back to this dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, wa warhamhu, Allah have mercy upon him, wa afihi wa'fu anhu, Allah grant him afiyat, in other words, save him from punishment. Also, broader meaning of afiyat, Allah save him from mudhiyat fil qabr, min fitnatihi wa wahshatihi wa dhulmatihi wa adabihi. Allah save him from any type of taklif, any type of hardship in the grave, the fitna of the grave, the loneliness of the grave, the darkness of the grave, the azab and punishment of the grave. Because without a doubt, Azabul Qabri Haqq. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the azab and the challenges and the test of the grave is haqq. It's an absolute truth. In fact, we learn in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that every day that grave calls out, anabaytu al-dud, anabaytu al-dhulma, anabaytu al-wahda, anabaytu al-wahsha, I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. This mayyit or this janaza that is in front of us is going to be carried now to that hole in the ground. It's going to be his resting place for we don't know how many thousands of years. Either it's a garden from the gardens of Jannah or it's a pit from the pits of Jahannam. And that is a reality. So from the heart to make dua for this person and to take the sabak and lesson that today it's this person. tomorrow it may very well be me. Today we are carrying him, tomorrow I am going to be carried. So this janaza salah and the dua particularly that is made in the janaza salah, unfortunately with many of us, has become just some ritual, which is going through the motions. But that is not the way it's supposed to be. It's a very real ibrat and wake up call for us. From this janaza salah, many of us now will get back, go back to our running behind the dunya and this meeting and that issue and that other issue. We should use this as a means of getting things, understanding the reality and perspective. That the reality and perspective of it is what? How uncertain our lives are. Like the other day when Kar Guzari came, that after Fajr Salah, there was an announcement in the masjid that those days in that area, this was the tartib, that inshallah after Maghrib today there will be a janaza. Someone heard the announcement, he comes Maghrib time, he sees two janazas. They ask the people, "Bhai, what happened?" They said, "The one janaza." They said, "The one who made the announcement, he is the second janaza." So that is the reality of this life. So one is the amal, the other is the sabak and the lesson and the haqiqat behind it. So in any case, coming back to this dua, Allahumma ghfir lahu, O Allah forgive him, warhamhu, have mercy upon him, wa'afihi, Ya Allah grant him afiyat, save him from punishment, wa'afu anhu, forgive him, wa'akrim nuzulahu, nuzul means mehmani, hosting someone, akrim nuzulahu, O Allah host him with nobility, because who is the host in the qabr? Allah is the host. So host him with nobility. وَوَسِّعْ مُدْخَلَهُ. مُدْخَل comes from the word دَخَلَ يَدْخُلُ, which means to enter. The place he is going to enter, Allah, widen it. Broaden the grave. وَسِّعْ مُدْخَلَهُ. وَغْسِلْهُ بِالْمَاءِ وَالثَّلْجِ وَالْبَرَدِ. Allah, bathe him. Bathe him with water, with snow, with hail. Now, this is not literal. May Allah wash this person now with water and with snow and with hail. Generally, this is referring to a connotation. The connotation, normally snow, water, etc., particularly in the desert climate, is associated with coolness. Azab, Jahannam, fire, a hole in the ground is associated with heat. So, bathe him with water, with snow, with hail. In other words, let him not face the hardship or the heat of azab. Let it be cooled down. In other words, wipe it away, remove it. This is what we call mubalagha. In other words, where emphasis in speech, particularly with its connotation. So, coming back to this, وَغْسِلْهُ بِالْمَاءِ وَالثَّلْجِ وَالْبَرَدِ. Allah, bathe him, cleanse him, bathe him with water, with snow, with hail. وَنَقِّهِ مِنَ الْخَطَايَا. And cleanse him, clean him from sins. In other words, remove even the effect of sins. كَمَا نَقَّيْتَ الثَّوْبَ الْأَبْيَضَ مِنَ الدَّنَسِ. Ya Allah, like how you clean a white cloth from dirt. When something is dirt, particularly, is very easily discernible and clearly its effects are apparent when the cloth is absolutely white. If it is some dark color, you won't see the dirt. So, again, this is emphasis, emphatic speech, begging Allah, Ya Allah, like how you clean a white cloth from dirt. Ya Allah, cleanse him. In other words, let no trace of any guna or sin remain upon him. Wa abdilhu daran khayram min darihi. Allah, change for him, replace for him. He's leaving this world, where he is going, make that better than this world. Where he is going, Ya Allah, change it to a home better than this home. When a person dies, he leaves behind what? He leaves behind his home, he leaves behind his possessions, and he leaves behind his family. So, this is such a beautiful, comprehensive dua that Rasulullah is making for this mayyit. Ya Allah, replace for him a home better than this home. Ahlan khayram min ahlihi. Family better than this family. Family, what is the role of family? Companionship. Grant him companion of the malaika. Grant him companionship better than this companionship of this world. Wazawjan khayram min zawjihi. O Allah, replace for him a wife, a spouse. If it's a female, then obviously it means a husband or a spouse. Or if it's a male, then a wife. Replace for him a wife or a spouse better than this spouse. What does it mean? Ulama explain that obviously everyone wants to be united with his, besides obviously if it's a male, the hoors of Jannat, etc. Person wants to be united with his wife of this world. And that is our iman also. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. If your family leaves this world with iman, we will unite you with your family in Jannah. So what does this dua actually mean? Ya Allah, replace for him a wife better than this wife. Ulama say that whoever enters into Jannah, even if it is the same person, so far as sifat, so far as jamal, so far as qualities, so far as beauty, they will be far superior than they were in this world. For example, if it is a male, Husnu Yusuf, Qamatu Adam, Miladu Isa, Khuluq Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qalbu Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah will bless the male of Jannat with 5 sifat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. The beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, the height of Adam alayhi salam, the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam, the age of Isa alayhi salam for perpetuity, and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, replace for him a partner, in other words a wife or a spouse, better than, or a husband, depending on, like I said, the gender of the mayyit, better than in this world, in other words, in sifat, in jamal, in qualities, in beauty, etc. وَأَدْخِلْهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah enter him into Jannat. وَعِذْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. And Allah save him from the azab of qabr. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. And from the azab of Jahannam. So I am repeating the dua. One point, if you have some sort of familiarity or some sort of understanding of Arabic, and the mayyat is a female, instead of a male, we can change the tense of the dua. For example, instead of Allahumma ghfir lahu, it will be Allahumma ghfir laha. Warhamhu, in other words, warhamha. To repeat the dua, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allah forgive him. Warhamhu, have mercy upon him. Wa'afihi, protect him from azab and punishment. Wa'afu anhu, forgive him. Wa'akrim nuzulahu, O Allah, host him with nobility. Wa'wasi mudkhalahu, widen his resting place. Wa'ghsilhu bilma'i wa'thalji wal-barad, O Allah, bathe him with water, with ice, with snow. Wa'naqihi min al-khataya, and Allah, cleanse him from sins. Kama naqaita thawb al-abyada min al-danas, as you cleanse white clothing from dirt. Wa abdilhu daran khayran min darihi, Allah, exchange for him a home better than this home. Wa ahlan khayran min ahli, family better than this family. Zawjan khayran min zawjihi, spouse better than this spouse. Wa adkhilhu al-jannah, Allah, enter him into Jannah. Wa aidhu min adab al-qabr, and Allah, save him from the azab and chastisement of the grave. Wa min adab al-nar, and from the azab of Jahannam. This is such a beautiful dua, comprehensive dua, that the narrator, Abu Abdurrahman Auf bin Malik Ashjai radiallahu anhu, says, when I heard the type of dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for this mayyit, hatta tamannaytu an akuna ana dhalika al-mayyit. He said, I actually wished that I was the mayyit. I learned this dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I was so affected by the comprehensive and beautiful nature of this dua that I actually wished that I was this mayyit and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making this dua for me. Why? Because obviously, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So this is one dua that can be read in Janazah Salah. Like I said, if not Janazah Salah, then outside Janazah also, we should try and learn this dua. SubhanAllah.